Okay, Kedushas Levi Parshas Chayisara Tafshin Ayin Ches. So we'll begin with this piece. Od Yivu Arav Hashem Berachas Avram Bako. Avram Avinu, of course, is Midah is Chesed. So the Berditcher says there's two types of tzaddikim. We learned a little bit about this when we spoke about Noach. He says, Ki yesh tzaddik asher kol mevukashaso b'shvil haklal. There's a tzaddik whose every bakasha is on behalf of the tzibur. He doesn't think about himself at all. The Yesh Tzaddik, and there's another type of Tzaddik. And again, he calls him a Tzaddik. This is also a Tzaddik. The Tzaddik who what? Who's interested in himself. With the understanding that developing myself will hopefully have a hashpa on everyone around me. So there's the Tzaddik who's Mavakesh b'shvil haklal, and then the Tzaddik who's Mavakesh, who's every Bakasha is al atzmo. But Avram, Hayam Mavukasha, so al haklal. Avram, of course, the Midah of Chesed, Avram gave away his whole life to other people. Chassam Sofer has in his Hakdama to Shalos and Shuvos, Chelek Yeradeya, Chassam Sofer says, Kadosh Baruch Hu paid Avram back. Meaning naturally, it didn't make sense that Avram should be able to accomplish as much as he did. Someone whose whole life is turned outward, it would be very difficult for him to become a great person himself. But Kadosh Baruch Hu helped him to catch up for lost time. And that's what happens. When a Yid reaches out to another Yid and gives of his time to help someone else, and he feels like, if I give my time to everyone else, when am I going to work on myself? But HaKadosh Baruch Hu pays him back. So Avram is interested in the klal. So says our Rebbe, the Berditchever, V'Hashem Berachas Avram Bakol. What does it mean? V'zeo V'Hashem Berachas Avram. What does the word S mean? How do you translate the word S? Hashem Berachas Avram. Anyone? How do you translate the word S? How do you translate the word S? Hashem blessed to Abraham. It's a hard word to translate, right? Usually you can't translate it all that much. If it's in its usual translation, it's hard to translate the word. But sometimes, Ve'ela Shamos b'nei Yisrael haba'im Mitzrayma. I always use this example. Ve'ela Shamos b'nei Yisrael haba'im Mitzrayma Eis Yaakov. What does that mean? These are the names of those who came to Mitzrayim, right? Eis Yaakov. Es Yaakov means what? With, it means, S sometimes means with. So says the Berditcher, let's translate the word S here as with. Right? The Pashup Shad Hashem Berach Hasavim Bakol means God blessed Abraham with everything. But sometimes S means with. Again, Ve'ela Shemos B'nei Yisrael Haba Mitzrayim. These are the Jews who came to Mitzrayim. Es Yaakov, with Yaakov. So Hashem Berach S Avraham. We know that S comes to include something. With. Hashem Berach S Avraham, Klomer Im Avraham. Hashem blessed with Avram Bakol. Meaning what? Ki es hu kamo im. But this says, es in this context is like im. And therefore what? HaKadosh Baruch Hu berach Hashem oso bakol. Hashem blessed Avram with, or there's two ways I think you could say it. Hashem blessed Avram with everyone, right? Meaning he blessed Avram with his attitude towards everyone else. Or Hashem blessed Avram with everyone, with everything. But the point is that Avram didn't take the bracha for himself. Hashem berach es Avram. Hashem blessed along with Avram. Hashem says, Avram, I'm going to give you a big bracha. Avram says, I don't want a bracha for myself. I want a bracha for everyone. So Hashem says, fine, I'll bless along with you, Abraham. Along with Avram, Hashem will bless others, bakol. And that's Avram's attitude. Hashem blessed also bakol. Kasher hayam mevukashaso, because that's what Avram desired. And that's what it means, perhaps, says the Berditcher, we're very creative here. And really, unbelievable kias. I was very nispal. I was thinking about this piece this morning. And you'll see the pasuk he's about to quote. And I'm trying to think, like, how did he know that pasuk? He didn't have, like, he couldn't, like, go online and, like, search. He had to be holding in, like, the nitty-gritty psukim in Malachim Aleph when Shlomo Melech is building Bayis Rishon. I'll show you. Look what he does. It's brilliant. He says, Hashem Berach Hasaram Bakol. The Gemara in Bava Basra says, on Daf Tazayin, V'zeu sheramzu chazal, bas haya la'avram avinu, u'bakol shema. Hashem blessed Avram Bakol. Bakol was the name of Avram's daughter. Avram had a daughter, and her name was Bakol. Okay? Ki bas hu lashon mida. But says the Berditcher, bas sometimes means a measure. Bas sometimes is a form of measurement. Like it says in Malachim Aleph in Perek Zion, alpayim bas yachil. Then when Shlomo Melech is building the Beis HaMikdash, he measured 2,000 bath measures. Now, what is a bath measure? What is a Bathian measure? I don't know. It's a machlokas, like everything else. We can't figure out what an am is. We're not going to figure out what a tefach is. We're not going to figure out what a bath measure is. Right? But bas, in that context, is a type of measure that was used apparently in the time that Shlomo Melech was building the Beis Hamikdash. So if bas means a measurement, klomer midaso haya bakol shema, meaning what? Avram had a daughter, and her name was Bakol. Meaning Avram had his measuring stick, so to speak. Avram had the way that his midah. Right? Midah, of course, means a measure, but also means his character. That the character of Avram Avinu, Avram had a bas, Avram had a measure, had a way of looking at things, and Bakol Shema. And her name was Bakol, meaning what? Avram's attitude, Avram's midah was Bakol. It's all about the tzibur. It's never about this, never about the individual. That's how Avram measured things. Avram didn't measure his bracha in accordance with how much he got. He measured it with how much he shares it with others. Hashem birach es Avraham. But Avram wanted to share his bracha with others. And his measure was bakol. Bas, that was his measure. Bas haisa la'avram, haya la'avram, u'bakol shema. Avram had a way of measuring. His daughter means his measure. And his measure was bakol. How do I focus on others? You could say a different pshat. Here he's focusing on bakol, meaning others. You could say a different pshat. I said over Mahalach yesterday at Stern College for Women about Avram's midah of always being satisfied with what he had, which I think is also another way to say it, that his measure was bakol, that he always felt that he had everything that he needed, which is in the midah of Klal Yisrael. Yesh li kol, I have everything that I need, as opposed to Esav, yesh li rav, people who complain. And Avram and Sarah never complained, which is a remarkable thing. I don't want to get into the whole thing now, but it's some important stuff. Okay, let's go on to the next piece. Yishamer lecha pen tashuv es b'ni shamer. So Eliezer is warned, be careful, Yitzchak is not allowed to leave Eretz Yisrael. Okay, and we know that Yitzchak never left Eretz Yisrael. In Yitzchak's life, he never left Eretz Yisrael. Why? So Reditchever tells us why, in an amazing way. He says, V'chein amar Hashem li Yitzchak gur ba'aretz hazos. Dwell in this land, don't ever leave. And kachava, he never left. Ki aklal yira hu midavar gadol mimenu. Yira and ava. He says an amazing insight here. Yira versus Ava. When a person has awe, a person has fear, right? Is a person afraid of something that's beneath him? The very definition of fear is that there's something bigger than me, something I'm overwhelmed by. So Yira is always channeled towards something bigger than yourself. What about Ava? Can you love something smaller than yourself? Sure, some of the things I love most in this world are smaller than me. Right? My four children. So of course Ava is channeled downward. Yira can only be channeled upwards. Ava can go in seemingly in both directions, but maybe even more so down than up. So he says the rule is, the klal is, that yira hu midavar gadol mimenu, fear is always channeled towards something that's bigger than oneself. Uve emes asur lira mikatan mimenu, and it's asur to fear something smaller than yourself. Kumoha yari midavar acher, zulas Hashem yisparach, hu kumoha oved avodah zarah chas v'shalom. When the Baal Shem Tov's father was on his deathbed, he told him, fear nothing but a Kodesh Baruch Hu. The Redditor was saying, fearing anything other than Hashem, right, is almost a form of Avodah Zarah. Because the only thing that's truly bigger than me, that I truly have to be afraid of, is a Kodesh Baruch Hu himself. Uve'emes midas ahava yachol ahov hakatan mimenu. But when it comes to ahava, you can love something smaller than yourself. It's irrational to fear something smaller than yourself. But it makes sense to love something smaller than yourself. Kigon lahov es b'nei beso. For example, to love one's family, to love one's children. Uveze yitur etz diktuk mashamar b'gamara. The Gemara tells the very famous story of a tzaddik who set out to write a major thesis. He wanted to darshan every time the word es appears in the Torah. Rabbi Shimon darash kol es shabbatorah. Kevan sheigil es Hashem lokecha tira piresh. What happened? Shimon Hamsuni was darshaning every S in the Torah. Every time it says S, it comes to include, right? S means with. It comes to include something else. So he came up with an explanation for every S in the Torah until he got to one pasuk and he got stuck. What pasuk did he get stuck on? S Hashem Elokecha Tira. S Hashem Elokecha Tira. Fear along with God. What else would I fear besides God? So you know what he did? He abandoned his project. He was Porish from his project. He stopped working on this project. So very often this is a vart in academic honesty, right? In academic integrity. and the honesty of a Talmud Chacham, who doesn't, you know, he's got like 99% of a really amazing sefer, and then one piece doesn't fit in. So he says, okay, I can't publish this. He could have made something up as Hashem al Kachatira, but he couldn't. He felt all the other essence of the Torah I can explain. As Hashem al Kachatira, fear along with God, what else is there to fear other than Hashem? So he abandoned the whole project. Until someone came and saved the project. Achabar Rabbi Akiva, Vidarash L'Rab was Tamirei Chachamim. Until Rabbi Akiva came along and said, who else can you have that deep awe, almost fear of, like you do HaKadosh Baruch Hu, a Talmud Chacham? When you go for a job interview, if your knees are shaking, that's a problem. But if you stand in front of Chaim Kanievsky and you feel nervous, that's good, that makes sense. That's Hashem Elokei Chatira, fear of Talmud Chacham. If you've ever been in the presence of an Adam Gadol, right, it can be a very overwhelming and almost frightening experience. Some people are good at talking to Gadol. I don't know, I'm very scared. I go near anyone who's even a small Talmud Chacham, I get very overwhelmed by that. But that makes sense. It's Hashem Elokei Chatira. I think the Marsha asks, I'll just be mocked in. I didn't have a chance to double check the Gemara. I'm pretty sure the Marsha asks, why didn't he get stuck on the Pasuk Vahavta as Hashem Elokecha? Why did he only get stuck on this one? So the Berditchever is going to give us the answer, obviously, because when it comes to Ava, it makes sense to have Ava for other things. With Yira, there's only one thing above that we fear, and that's a Kadosh Baruch. Okay? So that's a question. You just realize that is a question that the Mefarshim ask on this Gemara. If he got stuck on Hashem Elokecha Tira, why didn't he get stuck on loving Hashem, which also has an S in the Pasuk? But based on what we've explained, hopefully it'll become clear. So let's see. Ki be'emes midas hiyira yachol omar ani yare mimcha afilu mimisha galu mimen. When a person is standing in the presence of a great king, right? So it makes sense for him to say that I feel in awe of the presence of the king. That's an appropriate thing to say to the king. What would be inappropriate to say to the king is to say, King, I love you. You don't talk that way to a king. It may be true, you may feel that you have feelings for the king, you love the king, right? But you don't. It's not for you to say in front of a melech that I love you. Aval midas ava klum yachal adam lomar lamelech gadol v'nora ani ohev otcha. To say to a melech, I love you. That's not the way a person. It doesn't. It's too comfortable. Even though it's a deep expression of respect and attachment to that king. But love is. It's too delicate to use in that way. To say, I stand before your honor, the king. It's an expression of Yira, that makes sense. Ki zeh einenu shayach klal. It's not shayach to say I love you to the king. Aval yachol omar, but you could say to the king, something which is a little less personal, a little less direct towards the king, ani ohev lihios itcha bebeischa ulavod lecha. I love working for you, the king. That's okay. That's not an inappropriate expression to say I love the opportunity to serve you. Okay. But to say I love the king is a little bit much. Aval midas yira yachol lomar lemelech. But yira you could say openly to the king. You can say openly to the king ani yare mimcha, that I stand in awe before you. Uveemes kasha lama lo pirish min vahavta es Hashem Elokecha. So why was Shimon able to get past vahavta es Hashem Elokecha? Uveem meturetz. Well, based on this mahalach, says the Berditchever, we can answer. Deveemes vahavta es Hashem Elokecha. Because to say that I could love something other than Hashem, bo shayach lomar, that it makes sense to say es Hashem Elokecha. Klomer la'avod es Hashem Elokecha, v'lios yoshe v'beiso. Aval b'yira lo shayach lomar es Hashem Elokecha tira. Klomer, v'yare lios es Hashem Elokecha, that there should be some type of yira in addition to Hashem Elokecha. Rak lefnei Hashem. The only yira is Hashem. Right? By Ava, it makes sense to say, I love serving you, the king. I can refer to the love of something less than the king himself. When it comes to Yira, I can only direct myself towards the king. It comes along Rabbi Akiva, and Rabbi Akiva says, you know what you could fear in addition to God? You know what you could stand before in awe in addition to Hashem? Talmidei Chachamim. Why? It says Rabbi Akiva, v'zeh perish atshaba Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva explained, l'rabos Talmidei Chachamim. Kevan shu oved Hashem, yesh lira mipanav. Because the Talmud Chacham is such a committed eved Hashem, so really, when I stand in awe before the Talmud Chacham, I'm standing in awe before HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Because this Talmud Chacham's life is filled with Hashem. It's filled with Torah. It's filled with mitzvahs. So it's not the person who I'm afraid of. It's all of the Avodas Hashem that person represents. So now, how does this answer the question as to why Yitzchak couldn't leave Eretz Yisrael? So he says an amazing thing. Avram and Yitzchak, what were their different midos? Avram's midah was Ava, was a midah of Chesed. And therefore, Yachol Lihios Afilu Bechitzonios. And therefore, the midah of Chesed, Ava, again, Ava can trickle downward. Trickle downward means out of Eretz Yisrael and into the world. If Eretz Yisrael is the most elevated place in the world, as the Gemara says, Chazal say, Eretz Yisrael is the highest place in the world. Well, the Mefarshim, we're trying to figure out what that means. The Maharal, the Maharsha, Chassam Sofer. It means that when HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world, he touched down first in Eretz Yisrael and then built the globe down and around it. So even though geographically Eretz Yisrael and Yerushalayim Beis Hamikdash is not the highest point on planet Earth by our scientific understanding of things, right? But if I understand that the top of the globe is the Makom HaMikdash, is the Eben Shesia, and then HaKadosh Baruch Hu fills in the world around it, so Eretz Yisrael is the highest point in the world. The essential highest point in the world. No, if you, again, it depends how you position your globe. If you put Eretz Yisrael and then you just fill in everything, if you make a Makom HaMikdash and then you just push outwards, so everything fills in around. Right? So again, if I was measuring what's truly the tallest from any direction of the globe, there's much higher places than the Makom HaMikdash in the world. In terms of, you know, from ground to into the sky. Okay, so Avram, whose Midah is what is Ava, so Ava can go outwards. Just like a person could love his family, his children, those who are younger than him. So Avram, whose midah is Ava, he's able to go to Chutz La'aretz. But the very nature of Yira is that what? Is that I don't go outwards. Yira can only trickle upwards. It doesn't go downwards. Aval Yitzchak, whose midah was Yira, lo haya v'shay liyos b'chutz la'aretz. And that's why Avram is so makbid here, understanding his son's Midah, Pentoshiv. He says, lest you bring my child to there. V'chein amar Hashem Yisparach liYitzchak gur ba'aretz hazos. Stay in the land. I ata rashai leilich l'chutz la'aretz machmas midas chamidas yira. Because your Midah requires a certain restraint, and your Midah of yira can again only be focused upwards. It doesn't have that outreach capability like your father's av. Interesting, no? So you see, again, it shows you that in Pnimiyas HaTorah everything is significant. It wasn't like Stam that Yitzchak, you know, his passport was expired so he couldn't leave Eretz Yisrael or something like that. There's a reason why a person, and you see it in your own life also. As much as we have free will and as much as we're able to do what we want, but there's a hashkacha that governs our lives. You know, you read some of the writings of like some of the tzaddikim today, from Itcha Meir, like he'll darshan up everything. He'll explain every place that, and you see by, again, by Chabad and by Breslov especially, where they kept such detailed accounts of everything that their tzaddikim did. He was in this place, and he stayed there for this amount of time, then he moved to there, because they believe that every move that the tzaddik makes is significant. And v'amech kulam tzaddikim, that means every move that any of us makes is significant. So yes, I have free choice, but at the same time, HaKadosh Baruch Hu governs it with this unbelievable hashkacha. And again, all the more so when you're learning the Torah, you look at the lives of, right, of the avos and the imos, everything they did is not just a personal story. It's the story of Torah. It's Klal Yisrael's story. It's Ma'aseh Avos Simon Labanim. So yes, I have to darshan the fact that Yitzchak never left Eretz Yisrael and try to connect that to the very essence of his being. Okay, but it's an important thing to be on the lookout for. Again, we may not be able to put together the connections like the Berditchever, but it's important to just be mindful that a person's Midah is going to reflect so many different aspects of their life. Of the three Avos, who talks the least in the Torah? Avraham, Yitzchak, or Yaakov? Yitzchak. It's also a reflection of his midah, of gvura, of yira. Right? It's more withdrawn. It's turned inward. Kedas Yitzchak, he's tied down. He never leaves Eretz Yisrael. That's all a reflection of his midah, of gvura. Okay, let's go on to let's go three pieces ahead.
Really, why can, what is leaving Eretz Yisrael with gvura? Why can?
Because again, yira doesn't allow for trickling down and out. Ava trickles downwards. Ava, you could show Ava towards something smaller than yourself. Chutz La'aretz is smaller than Eretz Yisrael. It's lower, as we explained, geographically than Eretz Yisrael. So Yira always has to look up. That's what the Baal Shem Tov's father told him on his deathbed. Fear nothing but a Kadosh Baruch Hu. As Hashem Elokecha Tira. It was a Chiddush that Rabbi Akiva was able to say that Talmidei Chachamim become Torah. That's the Gemara in Makos Daf Chav Beis. When Rava says, Kama Tipshoi Shar Inshi, how foolish people are that they stand up for a Sefer Torah, but they don't stand up for a Talmud Chacham, for a Gavir Rabbah, who's the embodiment of Torah. So when we honor the Talmud Chacham, it's not the person that we're honoring that person's Torah. We're honoring the fact that the person has become a walking Sefer Torah, which is even greater than the book itself, at least according to the Gemara in Makos Daf Chaf Bez. Okay? All right, let's go to the piece, Od Yevuar Uva Eda. Three or four pieces ahead. There's a piece that begins, next page, page Nun Bez. Okay, Eliezer is describing how he's going to be able to identify the right girl. The girl who says, she takes the pitcher off of her shoulder and she offers it for Eliezer to drink and the camels to drink. Uva eida ki asisa chesed im adoni. And then I'll know, through that action, through that behavior, I'll be able to know that this is the one for what? For Avram's family. This is the one for Yitzchak. So says the Berdishever. Uva Eda, the second piece. Od Yevuar Uva Eda ki asisa chesed im adoni. Eliezer bikish zeh l'Kadosh Baruch Hu. Ki haklal, kishaadam osa mitzvah, im ha-mitzvah v'midas chesed, azay ma'orer midas chesed al kol ha'olam. Shekulam chafetzim lasos chesed. Again, a Jew has to realize that every time you make a move in this world, there's a remarkable butterfly effect. Right? That means whatever you do, there's like this reverberation that just runs through the whole universe. So when a Jew does an act of chesed, that's ma'orer the midah of chesed, and it makes people want to do chesed. It's not just that, oh, I see that you're a nice guy and you do chesed, so I want to do chesed. It's much deeper than that. It's on the level of souls. When one soul does a ma'isa of chesed, so that creates chesed. So now, look how he reads the pasuk. I want to find a shidduch, I'm a shliach of who? Of Avraham Avinu. Right? I'm here to be makabel kedushin on behalf of Yitzchak. So Eliezer requested of HaKadosh Baruch Hu that I want to find the girl who does chesed. Why? Because maybe she is responding, she's responding, it's the echo, so to speak, of Avraham Avinu. That Avraham Avinu is being mashpiach chesed in the world, and let's see who has the spiritual character to pick up on that chesed, to feel that hisoris of chesed in the world, and to respond in turn. And if whoever that girl is, she must be somehow deeply on the level of neshamas connected to the home of Avraham Avinu. So again, when a person does a mitzvah, if the mitzvah is with chesed, so that creates chesed in the world, and everyone wants to do chesed. V'chein shar ha-mitzvah, so that's true for every other mitzvah. When a Jew does a mitzvah, it helps other people do a mitzvah. You don't always realize it. Right? It's brought b'shem different tzaddikim. Different tzaddikim said it with different neschaos. But basically, you know, the one version with the Chavetz Chaim, one version with the Chaim Volozhiner, but maybe they both said it. That when someone in Radin, in the Chavetz Chaim's yeshiva, learns Torah b'hislavus, with commitment, with intensity, so that has a hashpah in the world. The Chavetz Chaim told the Talmidim in Radin, this is how I saw it most recently printed, I originally heard it, Chaim Volozhiner used to say, but whatever it is, when a Jew keeps the Torah wherever he is, right, then Jews who are struggling with the Yiddishkeit in France and Paris don't smoke cigarettes on Shabbos. What's the kesher to my coming to morning Seder to a Yid in Paris having a moon and Hashem and not smoking a cigarette on Shabbos? Okay, we don't understand how those two are connected. But a Jew has to realize that when you do the right thing here, there are other people on the other side of the world who are feeling that.
So why can't we take a chayas for their negative action?
We can. We do. What do you mean? We definitely do. We definitely take a chayas. If there's one Jew in the world who doesn't keep Shabbos as Shabbos, we're all mechalei Shabbos. That's real. 100% that's real. That's why we have such a big achrayis. The same ability to make kiddush for my friend, right, means that if my friend doesn't make kiddush, then my kiddush is damaged. My kiddush is pogum. That's a big achrayis. But when you believe in someone, even from a great distance, you can help them. When you do a mitzvah, a Jew who's not doing a mitzvah feels something, and hopefully it creates a little bit of an awakening. V'hinei Avram kol mitzvosa b'chesed. So Avram's whole life is chesed. V'ayim o'ra chesed al kol ha'olam. And he's causing, again, this ripple effect of chesed throughout the world. Shekulam ratu lasos chesed. That the whole world became more chesed-oriented because of Avram. V'hinei be'emes Rivka af al pi shehaisa ketana osa chesed kan. Even though Rivka, according to Chazal, who's very young at the time, she's already a person of outstanding chesed. How could that be? Ki Avram hu ha'im o'ra chesed al kol ha'bruim. Because Avram was the one who had such a hashpa in the world that anyone who had any shaykhas to Avraham Avinu, right, was lifted to a very lofty level. So this young girl is performing remarkable chesed. So when Eliezer says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I'm looking for a sign. that the girl who's doing chesed, that will be a sign to me that you've performed chesed im Adoni with my master, that you've helped me to find the right girl. But the Berditchva reads it as follows. Uva yida ki asisa chesed. Umi hu hagorim zeha chesed. When I find a girl who does chesed, that'll be an indication that she's the one. And who caused that chesed? What are the last two words in the pasuk? Im Adoni. That chesed came from my master. Right? It's not just that helping me find the right girl allows me to finish the shlichus, which makes my master Abraham proud. No. When I find the girl whose whole embodiment is chesed, right, she's clearly again, that echo, so to speak, of Avram's chesed. So, uva ida ki asisa chesed, right, through her actions I'll know that this is the chesed of what? Im Adoni, from my master. Masha Adoni osa chesed, huma ora zeh chesed. It was Avram's chesed that created the chesed of Rivka. It's also important to realize that the avos and the imos balance each other out in a very precise way. So Avram's, whose midah is chesed, Sarah, we find a concern that she's going to be stingy with the guests. Right, as Chazal say. Chazal say that, in general, the women are stingier about the guests than the men are. Okay. Yitzchak, whose midah is gvura or yira, yeah? Yitzchak, whose midah is gvura or yira, has to marry a woman who is kulo chesed. So again, there's a balance. There's a balancing act. Right? Husband and wife have to balance each other out. Not try to be the same thing. Okay, let's go on to the next piece. Vayaratza Eved L'Kresa. This is the most famous and important piece in the Parsha. I shouldn't say important. That's not a fair thing to say. But this is a really awesome piece and probably the most famous Kedusha Slavi on the Parsha. Vayaratza Eved L'Kresa. And you learn a beautiful Yesod and what it means to actually perform Chesed. Vayaratza Eved L'Kresa, Perish Rashi, Shira Sha'alu Hamayim L'Kresa. The Eved ran towards her. Rashi explains that he saw this girl's got something special going on because the water rose up to her. A miracle. She didn't have to even draw the water came up to her. That she drew water for the camels. Right? From the fact that she has water at first, and then she says, I'll draw more water for the camels. Well, didn't you draw water the first time? No, apparently not. Apparently the first time, the water rose miraculously towards her. Okay, beautiful. But says the Berditchva, hold on a second. So she walks up to the well, and the water rises up, and she gets water. Right? And now she says, now I'm going to go draw water for your camels. Well, why'd she have to draw water the second time? Why couldn't she just get water the second time? Lama achere kein, bashkosa sagamalim lo alo hamayim lekrosa? Question mark. Why didn't the water rise up to her the second time? When she walks up to the well, she has this magic powers, the water rises up. Nisim and it flows. So then she says, I'm going to go back and draw water for the camels. But the camels don't deserve this miracle. V'nira b'siyata d'shmaya d'amru chazal. The Gemara says in Pesachim, the mitzvah svichas kavan. V'ikr b'mitzvahs hu ha-machshava sh'osa b'zeh ratzon abor. The main intention of a person who does a mitzvah is what? Is kavanah. It's to make sure I'm doing it for the right reason. I'm fulfilling HaKadosh Baruch Hu's ratzon. The same way that the Vilna Gaon was offered Malachim to teach him Torah, and he said, thanks but no thanks, because I know that Torah is defined by its effort, not by how much you know. So too, when it comes to Chesed. Rivka understood that my Chesed is only as good as my effort in the Chesed. That I want to do every part of the Chesed myself. Rav Chaim Brim Zatzal, who was very connected to the Chazon Ish, and also different tzaddikim, Chassidus. So Rav Chaim Brim once came to the Chazon Ish's house. He was staying at the Chazon Ish's house. And the Chazon Ish was preparing like all these things for him. He was like very busy like doing things for him. And needless to say, he was very uncomfortable, bothering the Gadol Ador to, you know, to like make my bed for me. So he said, Rebbe, you don't have to, it's okay, you don't. So the Chazon Ish said to him, since when does the Esrog tell the owner how to take it? And you're my chafsa shel mitzvah. Right? You're an object of a mitzvah. And you keep quiet. I'm doing a mitzvah with you. Right? Now, obviously, you have to be careful. You don't make the person who's staying by your house feel like they're just an object for you to get points in the Olam Amas. Right? What he was saying to him is, this is my mitzvah. Why do you feel bad? What's there to feel bad about? I'm happy to do this. I'm doing the mitzvah of chesed. And doing the mitzvah of chesed means I go all the way. Avram Avinu, last week's parsha, Yukach Namat Mayim, Al Yidei Shliach, the little vart that Velvel sent out. Yeah, if you do things with a shliach, you lose out. So when it comes to chesed, you have to do chesed with all of your energy. So Rivka understood that the ikr of the mitzvah is the machshava, is the intention, is the effort that goes into the mitzvah. So the first time she came to the well, who's she getting water for? She's getting water for herself. Okay, when it comes to herself, not to bother her. But the second time, when she's getting water for others, she wants to make the effort. She doesn't want a miracle. The second time when she's doing for someone else, she doesn't want shortcuts. Because in Ruchnias, we're not looking for shortcuts. They say the Magen of Mezrich said the Pshat in the Gemara, when the Gemara says in Avodah Zarah about certain people who got their Olam Haba in like 1 second. Remember those Gemaras? You ever heard those Gemaras? Right? And Rebbe cried and said, Yesh Kona Olama B'Sha Achas, and some people are Kona their Olam in a lifetime. And Rebbe was crying. Was he crying because he felt bad?
Wasn't this the
who's the
one that was
sitting down? Yeah, Elazar ben Derdaya. Rabbi Elazar ben Derdaya. Got smicha from the Rabbanu Shalom. Despite being with every woman in the world. And Rebbe cries out, right? Three Gemaras there, Mesaches, Avodah Zarah. I think Daf Yud, Yud Zayin, Yud Ches. So the Gemara says, the Rebbe cried, Yesh Kon Olam B'Shah Achas, and some people work a lifetime. The Magen of Mezrich said, why was he crying? He was crying because he felt bad for himself. I worked so hard and you won the lottery, you beat the system. No, the opposite. The Magen of Mezrich said he was crying for him. Chaval. Chaval that you didn't get the opportunity to go through the process of becoming a Jew. Yeah, you got Olam Haba, but that's nice. That's not what it's about. It's about the effort, it's about the process. It's not just about giving the camels water. It's not just about the camels having water. It's about the process of right, doing what Hashem wants, using my energy, my kochos, to do goodness in this world. So therefore, the second time when she's getting water for the camels, she's not looking for shortcuts. We cry over people who take shortcuts. Rabbi Yehuda Anasi was crying over those righteous people who made it to the Olam HaEmes with a shortcut. That's not the way to get there. Lo alu amayim lekrasa, the water didn't rise up to her. Shekesha adam osa mitzvah, yoser nechshav lasos pe'ula. Because when you do an action for the sake of the mitzvah, every bit of the action, again, counts towards the mitzvah. There's a maisa. Did I mention this maisa recently? I told it to someone recently. The maisa with the Vilna Gaon's Rebbetzin. You know this maisa? The Vilna Gaon's Rebbetzin and her friend? No, I didn't mention it. The Vilna Gaon's Rebbetzin, the famous maisa. The Vilna Gaon's Rebbetzin and her friend made a deal towards the end of their life. Whoever passes away first, come back and tell the other one something from the Olam HaEmes. Like, tell us, you know, what happens up there. Okay. So the Vilna Gaon's wife's friend passed away first. So she comes back to her friend, Mrs. Vilna Gaon, in a dream. And she tells her in the dream, she says, everything that it says in Chazal about the Diktuk HaDin and Shemayim, it's all true. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is very demanding, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is very exacting. HaKadosh Baruch Hu looks at everything. It's very intense. She says, but there was one thing that really surprised me. She says, do you remember that time that we were walking, down the street together, and there was a person on the other side of the street who was going around collecting tzedakah? So Mrs. Vilna Gaon says, yes, of course I remember. So she says, and do you remember how we wanted to help her, we were trying to get her attention, she was walking like the other direction, I was trying to get her attention, and do you remember how I called her name and I was waving, I was trying to get her attention so we'd be able to help her because we could see that she was in need? So she says, yes, of course. So she says, in Shemayim, I was shocked to find that not only did we get rewarded for doing the chesed, but even the waving of my hand made such a roshim in Shemayim. The fact that I made that little extra effort to flag her down, he said, the himmel was shaking from her. She said, that I didn't expect. That much I didn't realize. So that story, you understand this by the shur. Rivka says, I'm not looking for any shortcuts. It's hard work, stopping when you ever draw water out of a well. It's not so pasha. For a bunch of thirsty camels, really not so pasha. Yeah, but Rivka did it. Rivka did it because she understood that when you do the pu'ula, when you put your body into the mitzvah, it's that much more meaningful. Okay, let's do the next couple of little pieces. They're very geschmack. Kvitzas haderech. You've heard about kvitzas haderech? Kvitzas haderech is the ability to travel places very quickly. It wasn't only found in Baal Shem Tov Mises. It's found in the Torah also. So Eliezer arrives. He's standing there. Pasuk of Zion. Vayomer Baruch Hashem Elokei Adoni Avraham. Anochi ba derech nachani Hashem beis achei Adoni. So he says, yeah. As for me, how did I get here? Ba derech nachani Hashem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu led me on the way. And Beis Achei Adoni. And he led me to my master's brother's home. He guided me to the Mishpacha. The Mishpacha guided me to the Mishpacha. So it says the Berditchever, Baderech Nakud Bapatach. The word Baderech, with a patach under it, Lashon Mivurar. Baderech means almost like a specific derech. Not just a derech. Hashem led me on the way. What do you mean Hashem led me on the way? What's a lomar? Al yedei haderech yadati shenachani Hashem beis achei Adoni. From my experience on the road, I know I'm in the right place. Because based on the way that I traveled, you don't get kvitzas to derech to end up in the wrong place. Right? Kadosh Baruch Hu doesn't get you there more quickly to get you to the wrong place. So he says, shekeven shamru chazal shahayilo kvitzas haaretz. Eliezer was able to arrive with remarkable speed. The Hainu Shemevi Yasa'odim Berega Achas Me'atzmo. Yeah? Baal Shem Tov would climb in the wagon. And he would tell his wagon driver. Everyone remember his wagon driver? What's his name? Mashpia asked us recently. What? No, not Ivan. Not Fivel.
We know this?
Didn't?
Alexi.
Yeah, Alexi. So you take to Alexi, you know, strike the horses and then close your eyes. And the next thing you know, they were there. Okay, so Eliezer also, Kvitzas HaDerech. V'keiven shekafatz HaDerech shehalach shelo midaito. So since he got there, meaning Eliezer says, okay, ready to go. Right? Next thing you know, he's there. Well, obviously, if I got here so quickly, again, I got to where I'm supposed to be. So he says, Anochi, as for me, baderech nachani Hashem, in a very specific way I got here, and that's how I know that Beis Achei Adoni, that's how I know that this is the right place to be. Hashem clearly was directing me, again with great speed, to the right place. Based on my travels, I'm sure that I'm in the right place. Kind of wonder like how they found each other back then, you know? Like, oh, everyone just hits the road and finds who they're looking for. It's kind of strange. You know, couldn't make a phone call, couldn't tell them you were even coming. Right, so, but through my experience on the road, I realize that I'm in the right place. It's clear from the way that I traveled that Hashem wants me to be standing right here. So this must be the place of my master's family. Yeah.
I was listening to Shira last night, and the rabbi, he said one of his close friends, like, he rides a bus like to work every single day. He's like a Russian guy, whatever. So he's like, yeah, I never missed the bus before in my life. Like, I hit every single one, like, on time, whatever. And it's because, like, if I missed that bus, it wasn't my bus.
Right. Hashem sends me the bus that I'm supposed to be on. It's true. It's a great line. You can't miss the bus. You're on the bus that you're supposed to be on. It's very good. Okay, let's look at the next couple of short pieces. I told you at the beginning of the year, the Berditchever has a lot of different styles. We haven't seen so much of the Kabbalistic styles because I skip those pieces every week. You notice we started like 7 pieces into the Parsha. Okay, so they're kedai to look at, but they're hard to understand, and we could try to work on one of those, or we could do 15 other ones. I've chosen to do 15 other ones. But look at this short little one. This is an interesting one. Eliezer says, Lo ochal adim dibarti devarai. I can't eat until I say my piece. I need to tell you what I'm thinking before we have anything to eat. Why is that so? Says the Berditchever, a very creative pshat. Ki Eliezer kiddush es Rivka b'shlichus Yitzchak. Eliezer is what? No? Second parak of Kiddushin. Mitzvah bo, yosem yishlucha, that's true. Yes, it's better to do the mitzvah yourself, but hayish makadesh bo uvishlucha. First mission, the second parak of Kiddushin. A man can makadesh himself or with a shliach. So Eliezer is acting as the shliach to makadesh Rivka on behalf of Yitzchak. That's why he's got all those gifts. He's brought kesef. V'achason b'yom Kiddushin, aser lo lechol arachar Kiddushin. And the chasson fasts on his wedding day. So Eliezer says, I can't eat until we finish up business first. We got to make the Kiddushin first. And that's why Eliezer says, I'm not able to eat until we first make the Kiddushin. V'zeh ha-Kiddushin. Nice, no? Oh, Yavuah, maybe you could say it differently. Ki ratza lechol sudas mitzvah. Right. Maybe even if there's not that halachic concern of he's fasting on behalf of Yitzchak, which is an interesting thing, the shliach has to fast on behalf of... Right, is that true? The shliach is the person who's shliach mitzvah for Kiddushin fast on behalf of the person who's being makadish nisha on behalf of? It's interesting. or tzaddikim. Or tzaddikim who, like, you know, would send other people to the mikveh for them. But normally we assume that a mitzvah shebegufo, you can't have someone else do for you. You can't fast for someone else. Okay, but obviously in pnimius, says the Berditchever, you can. Or yavur ki ratza lechel sudas mitzvah. Or it could be he wanted to have a sudas mitzvah. V'zeo shamar lo uchal adesho dibarti devarai. Ligmur tchila kedushin. Let's first finalize the kedushin. And then when we eat, it'll be a sudas mitzvah. Okay, it's another reason why he waited to eat. But then there's a third explanation. Says the Berditchever in the next paragraph, Od yavur lo uchal adem dibarti devarai nir b'derech pashu. Let's say more simple. Why didn't he want to eat? Asudas mitzvah. Eliezer is nervous he's going to get killed from this meal. He was worried that maybe they're going to poison the food. And that's what the measure says. They actually did poison the food. So Eliezer says, there's one way. Now we know the Medrash says, you know, Bederech Nes, the Malach switched the soup. So that's how he survived. But Eliezer says, I'm prepared to eat the poisonous soup as long as I first speak words of Torah. Then it can't harm me. Eliezer says, first let me give a Dvar Torah. As Chazal say, Yafasi Chasan, Shal Avdi Avos Mitarasan, Shal Banim. Greater is, that's why Eliezer recounts the whole tale, right? Greater is the conversations of the servants of the Avos than the Torah of the children. So Eliezer says, as long as I give a Dvar Torah, then I'll be protected during this meal. And while Eliezer was stalling to give his Dvar Torah, it did save his life. The Malach came and switched the bowls, and Besuel would be the one to die. And Eliezer would, Baruch Hashem, survive. Okay, let's turn the page. Let's go on to a piece. Yeah, about 5 or 6 paragraphs after this. It's not like its own Dibur HaMaschel. It's right before Ve'efna Al Yamin. Paragraph right before that. V'neva'er lama mitchila. It's really connected to what we've been just talking about. You see it? V'neva'er? V'neva'er? Oh, it is? Okay, good. Unevaer lama mitchila ratzu. What page? Nundalad? Last piece on Nundalad. Unevaer lama mitchila ratzu akadushin, vasof lo ratzu akadushin. So let's ask a little weiter on these Rasham, and you'll see just how wicked they were. See just how wicked they were. Unevaer lama mitchila ratzu akadushin. Why at first did they seem like they were into the Kedushin, and then they're stalling? Listen, here's what happened. Kiheim lavan ubesua la rasha niskavnu. Chazal tell us that Laban and Mesul were up to no good. They were trying to cause great damage here. Kaperas Rashi, Sharatu Laharakas Eliezer. They wanted to kill Eliezer, like we just saw. He saved himself by giving him Dvar Torah. He saved himself from eating the soup. V'lama Ratu Laharogo, so why did they want to kill him? Why couldn't they just say, we're not interested in such a shidduch? It's much deeper than that. They wanted to kill him. Kiheim lo ratzu she yitzchuk yelo zera. Because if they kill Eliezer, Klal Yisrael is dead. Why? V'kaim alon, the Gemara says in Gittin, what happens if your shliach goes missing? What's the halacha? If the shliach goes missing, we're nervous about what? We're nervous that maybe he was makadesh her, he was makadesh his this the person he's representing to some woman, but we don't know who she is, and now we've got a problem. Why? Because we're concerned. Maybe he'll marry someone else in the world who's a relative of hers. Maybe he'll marry her mother, her daughter, her sister. Well, maybe you can marry someone who doesn't have a mother or a daughter or a sister. Okay. Well, there's too many variables. There's too many X factors. If we lose that information, Yitzchak is stuck. The shliach who goes missing calls mancha shliach b'derech. As long as the shliach is still somewhere out there, osur b'chol enashim shem yekadesh se'erva. Yitzchak can't marry another girl because maybe the shliach is marrying him off to that girl's sister, or that girl's mother, or that girl's daughter. Right. So it's possible for a shliach to go missing, and the person who he's representing is osur b'chol enashim shavola. Becomes prohibited to every woman in the world. So at first they acted like they were very interested in the Kiddushin, but then the intention was what? They wanted to be Mekadish, they wanted Rivka to receive Kiddushin, and then they wanted to kill Eliezer, and Eliezer would never come back to Avram. No one would ever know what would happen. That Yitzchak, God forbid, would be left without children, because the halach would prevent Yitzchak from being able to marry anyone. So Lavan and Besuel here were actually plotting to kill Eliezer, with the intentions of stopping Klal Yisrael. Of course, you can't stop Klal Yisrael. Then Eliezer gave him Dvar Torah and he saved his life. Okay. Let's go to two pieces after that. Vayetze Yitzchak Lasuach Basata. This is really important. This is a very, very important piece. Sometimes people think, the more I give myself over to Hashem, the more unhappy I become, because I'm surrendering my freedom. And it's not true. It's really not true. A proper, healthy, hashkafic understanding of what it means to surrender to Hashem is the greatest simcha in the world. So look what he says. Vayetze Yitzchak Lasuach Basada. Yitzchak went out to converse in the field, which of course is the source for davening. Haklal hachna mevi atzvus. In general, hachna, submission, when a person humbles himself, he feels sad. She'ein biyado lasas kiritzono ukechevso. Because he's surrendering his ability to do what he wants. Like I mentioned yesterday, when someone told me that when he decided to become serious about his Yiddishkeit, it dawned upon him, I'll never be able to sleep late again for the rest of my life. There's no more waking up at 12, which I guess is what he would do in high school. So when a person surrenders, he feels, yeah, I've given away my ability to choose. I'm held captive by someone else. And it leads to sadness, leads to depression. But when a person surrenders himself to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's the greatest joy in the world. How can you be sad when you're attached to the source of life? When you're attached to the source of joy. Hashem is the source of joy. Any joy that's ever been felt in this world is because HaKadosh Baruch Hu has been mashpia, that joy upon that person, that simcha upon that person. So a person who, again, in the right way, with a proper mindset, surrenders himself to Hashem, he doesn't feel sad or depressed. He feels blessed. He feels happy. He feels overjoyed. And that's hinted to in our pasuk. Vayetze Yitzchak Lasuach Basada. Zeh merum is the pasuk. Vayetze Yitzchak Lasuach Basada. What's a lomar? Eimasai yatza simcha. Vayetze Yitzchak. Yitzchak, of course, is a lashon of tzchok, of laughter, of simcha. So what causes simcha to emerge? Vayetze Yitzchak. Right? Yitzchak goes out. What brings out the Yitzchak? The answer is lasuach basada. He says lasuach is a lashon of hachna. Sometimes in the Gemara it uses that word to mean that a person crouched down, a person bent down. Right. So vayetze Yitzchak. How do you bring out simcha in your life? Lasuach basada. You have to crouch down basada, but you have to know what basada is. It's a code word. Sada is a code word for kedusha. Ratzalomar ki sada is mechuna la kedusha. Sada is a code word in the Zohar Kadosh for kedusha. I refer to the Olam Ha'em, we refer to Olam Haba, or Gan Eden, whatever, it's a garden, yeah. The Chakal Tapuchin, yeah. All these things, we always have these visions and this imagery of orchards or gardens. Those are places of the ultimate Kedusha. So Vayetze Yitzchak, you want to bring out the Simcha in your life? Lasuach, submit yourself, not to your boss, and not to your cell phone, not to your favorite sports team. The only thing that you submit yourself to, the only thing you surrender to, we give up control, and it feels good to give up control. Asuach basada is give yourself over to the sada of kedusha, and then you'll have a life filled with great joy. All right, it's a little bit late. I see that's a little bit late. Let's just end with two more pieces. Let's look at the piece, two pieces after the one we just did. O yomar vayetze yitzach lasuach basada. Why is mincha called mincha? And this piece falls out. This piece falls out every year after you change the clocks, and the window for mincha is shrinking, and you got to get to class, and it's hard to find time to daven mincha with a minyan, even biyachidus. It's people sometimes miss mincha this time of the year. It's such a narrow window. But you have to understand what mincha is about. And if you understand what mincha is about, you'll make sure to take advantage of that opportunity called mincha. O yomar vayetze yitzach lasuach basada lifnos erev, and he looks up and he sees that there are camels coming his direction. So he quotes the Gemara in Brachos and Daf Chavav that Avram established Shachris, Yitzchak established Mincha, and Yaakov established Maariv. Okay, jumping to the next paragraph. Ulechora kasha, lama nikra tfilas Mincha. Why is this prayer of Yitzchak called Mincha? Shachris and Arvis, I understand why they're called Shachris and Arvis. Bish lama tfilas Shachris, hu be'es shemeir hashachar. Shachris is when the sun is coming up. Tfilas ha'erev, of course, is the tefillah of the erev. But mincha, why isn't it called Tzaharaim or something like that? The afternoon prayer. What's a mincha? Mincha means an offering, a gift. The Tosfos Yom Tov, he quotes, in Brachos, Perek Dalet, Hirgish B'Kushizu. The Tosfos Yom Tov is aware of this question. Again, thematically it doesn't fit. Shachris is called Shachris because of the Shachar. Arvis is called Arvis because of the Erev. Mincha, what is mincha? How does mincha equal afternoon? Tosfos Yom Tov answers, Metaris Rebnei Kach, Nikras Tfilas Mincha, Shehu Menuchas HaShemesh. Maybe it's mincha, as the sun enters into its resting period. Right? The sun's going to bed. Okay. Daven mincha, as the sun is setting. Okay. V'li nira kach, but I'll say it differently, says the Berditchever. Shebishvil zeh nikra b'lashon mincha. Dinei tfilas ha-shachris, tzorach altum lispal azeh, shehechzer lo neshama. When I wake up in the morning, of course, I have a very good reason to daven. Because I open my eyes and say, ah, moda ani lefanecha. Thank you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, for giving me my neshama back. Thank you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, for giving my neshama back. You wake up in the morning, and the first thing you think about is that it's almost Hanukkah, no? Moda ani is gematria kislev. Almost there. I think so. Moda ani is 116. I think it's kislev. Yeah, you wake up in the morning, you say, ah. Right, you open your eyes, you see the light again. That's the light of Hanukkah, but it's also the light of your neshama coming back into this world. So shachars make sense. Va'omer emes v'yatziv, v'nachon. You say, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you know, you're this and you're that. All these good things. A lot of reasons to say thank you in the morning. Begam also Hashem Yisbarach Hamatovos, Dainu Hashem Esh Hameir. We're saying Birchas Kriyashma, thanking Hashem for the sun. Right? We don't even think about that. What are we saying in Birchas Kriyashma? Thank you for the stars and the sun and the constellations. Thank you for the world. Vod Kamedvarm. So Shachris makes sense. Arvis also makes sense. Gam Kein Mechuyav Manu Lispal Amasha Anu Noisnim Hashem Yisbarach Nesham Bikadon. I'm giving back my soul. Hashkivenu. Kadosh Baruch Hu, I'm preparing for sleep soon. And I'm going to surrender myself to you, and I want you to take good care of my neshama. Right? And I'm thanking Hashem maybe on for everything He did throughout the course of the day. U'ma'aminim sh'aborei baruch hu, ha'nemam b'pikdono, b'vada yachzer lanu kiritzono. HaKadosh Baruch Hu will give back my neshama. And I daven that it should be such. And that's how we say, emes v'amuna, I have amuna, that you'll return to me my neshama. Aval tfilas mincha, einanu mechuyavim lispalel. But mincha, no one says you need to daven mincha. There's no real reason to daven mincha. So you could say, what do you mean? I'm thanking Hashem at the midway point of the day. Yeah, but first of all, lav dafka the midway point of the day. It might be towards the end of the day already. Right? And also, like, why once? Maybe daven mincha every time something good happens to you throughout the course of the day. What's the idea of mincha? Says the Berditchever. Shachris, we understand. Mar, we understand. Mincha is an adava. It's a gift. Tvilas mincha ein anu mechuyavim. Raksha anu minadvim oso. Lakach nikra lashon mincha, shu lashon nedava. Mincha is called mincha because it was optional. It didn't have to be this way. Yitzchak was the one who was mitakin mincha. So let's think about this for a second. Does that concept of optional offerings to Hashem fit with the life of Yitzchak? Akedas Yitzchak. Is Akedas Yitzchak optional? So according to the Sfasemis, it is optional. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to Avram, what does HaKadosh Baruch Hu say to Avram? HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to Avram, Kach na, es bincha. Kach na, please take your son. Vavakasha mimcha. I'm asking it of you. So we normally understand that that's Hashem's way of trying to appease a person when he's telling him he has to do something, but he wants to not make him feel bad that he's asking so much of him, right? So the parent who's telling the child to take out the garbage says, please take out the garbage. But we understand that please is not an optional please. The Sfas Emes says, no, this was optional. Kadosh Baruch Hu says, you know, I would really appreciate if you do a Kedos Yesov. You don't have to. That's like a crazy thing to say.
That's ridiculous.
That he would have a choice not to do it. Knowing that, I'd like if you did it, but don't, you don't have to. You know, like, don't worry, no pressure. So Avram could have said, no, it's too much. But he didn't, because he knew Hashem wanted it. That's how the Sfas Emes learns this word, kach na. Take please. Amazing. Okay, and last but not least, we'll do one final piece. And this is really for the people who are recently married in the room and the people who are getting married soon in the room. But it's for everyone, Amir Tzashem, Habalin, Latov, and the right time, you'll be zochet to find your zivug. Let's read two pieces after the one we were just up to. Ve'aviyah Yitzchak v'tehilo le'isha. Yitzchak brings her home, and she becomes the wife of Yitzchak, and he loved her. Perech of Dalid. Pasuk Samach Zayin. Vayevieha Yitzchak ha'oel asara imo, vayikach es rifka, vatihilo li'isha, vayeha veha. Okay, you see it? You see it? Vayevieha Yitzchak, dot, and the end of the pasuk is, vatihilo li'isha, she became a wife to him, and he loved her. So, Chaver, let's learn something about love. And it's important to understand love, because we live in a world where love does not equal love anymore. Love equals all sorts of other perversions of love. So let's learn what love is. The Berditchever says, Yesh ledachtik. My ba'al hashmianu sheyitzchak av es yitzchak. What's the chiddush that Yitzchak loved his wife? What's the chiddush? What man doesn't love his wife? What normal person doesn't love his wife? Right. He brought home Sarah. He brought home Rivka. He decides to marry her, and he loved her. Shkoyach, he loved her. What does it mean that he loved her? What does it mean to love someone? V'nira ki yesh shnei avos me'ish l'isha. There's two types of love between a man and his wife. Yesh adam she'oev ishto machmas taivas gufnius shalo. Sometimes a man loves his wife because he's physically attracted to her, and he likes having a female friend, and he enjoys the intimacy with his wife, and all the other physical aspects. I don't think he's only talking about, you know, intimacy. I think he's talking about just the physical aspects of your wife. She's pretty to look at, right? She's nice to be around, right? But that's all still self-serving. Shayadeza mamali ta'avaso, right? She makes me feel good. She completes me, but it's all about me. It's all about me. V'nimtzazeh eno hoiv ishto klal rak oiv esatzmo. A person who likes, right, his female counterpart in a way that only is really about serving himself, then he doesn't really love her. He loves being around her because it makes him feel good. That's not love. But sometimes, see, this is why the world, that's why, unfortunately, the reality is, right, that relationships in the world are so broken. Because love is only defined by a common, you know, desire. It's like a parasite relationship, right? Just like I feed off of you. So as long as you satisfy my needs, so then I'm interested in you. But you don't see couples growing old together in the secular world, right? Because when she's not as pretty anymore, and you can't do the fun things you used to do, right? So then do I love the person be'etzem? Do I love the person? Or do I love myself? And this person helps me to have a good time. It helps me to enjoy my life. So real love, he says, is not machmas taivas aguf shimali taivaso. It's not self-serving. Right? On a spiritual level, it's not the fact that I get pleasure from being with my wife. It's the fact that we're able to become the mitzvah of Puru Ravu together. But I see it in a spiritual. I see it in a spiritual sense. I see ourselves on a spiritual mission together. It's not just about having a good time together. And I love my wife like I love my tefillin, like I love my lulav. Okay, again, that sounds a little, you know, chafsa shal mitzvah-ish, which with our, again, tafshin ayin, what year are we in? Ches. Tafshin ayin ches, senses, you know, we're so overexposed to things that it's hard for us to think of it as like a strictly spiritual business relationship. Obviously, I love my wife's personality and the way that she makes me feel, and I love spending time with her, and I love, you know, looking at her because she's pretty and that makes me feel good. So, yes, that's all true. But Yitzchak was able to have true love. True love means that I'm focused on a sense of purpose. And therefore, what does the pasuk say? And that's what it means. And Yitzchak loved her. That any time Yitzchak would be intimate with his wife, Rivka, and any aspect of, again, any aspect of the relationship, whatever she did for him, it was only because we're serving Hashem together. We're on a joint mission of spirituality together, to be able to mekayim the mitzvah sabori. Okay, so Mirtz Hashem, we shall walk in the paths of the Avos and the Imos. A lot of lessons to learn. Doing chesed with a sense of great energy, giving of ourselves to Davin Mincha, giving of our relationships to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Yeah, watching out for Hashem, always starting with the Dvar Torah, to protect your life. A lot of really important real-life lessons. And of course, the first one that we started with, Hashem Be'ach HaSavim Bakol, that we should be good to one another. We should be thinking about others and trying to do for others, not living for ourselves. We start and end on the same idea. Focused on giving to others and not becoming, God forbid, self-gratifying and self-serving Jews. Okay, Shkoyach.
Hashem Elokeinu, Meherah Hashem Elokeinu, Meherah Hashem Elokeinu, Meherah Hashem Elokeinu,